Welcome to episode 38 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Topic for today is going to be teaching helpfulness to our kids, getting teens to want to help. Really big topic. We're going to have a lot of fun with that today. It's based a little bit off of kind of some personal experience today, how I almost dropped the ball on this, and how when I chose to take the hard road but not do it, the success that we had afterwards at doing this. But before we get into that today, guys, let's go through a little bit of housekeeping. Guys, consider liking me on Facebook or following me on Twitter. I want to say a personal thank you to Elizabeth, being the first person to follow me on Twitter. I've seen you guys retweeting my post. I know y'all are out there, but I want to say a special thank you to Elizabeth for being the first person to follow me on that. Guys, also consider becoming a PTAC member, which stands for Parents for the Ethical Treatment of Adolescents and Kids. Just kind of a fun way to say becoming a member. When you become a member, you help me support this show at about 20 cents an episode. Just kind of helps me funnel back into this and continue to grow it. Guys, also consider sharing Family Podcast Network on the right browser bar over here. You can now also log in with Facebook, and also consider the podcast subscribe. That just allows you to get notified of new episodes whenever they happen. By subscribing to our subscription, you'll get an email that just kind of tells you there's a new message up. Guys, also consider listening to FPN on your mobile device through iTunes or Stitcher, and then also connect with FPN through Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and RSS. All of this can be done in the right side browser bar. Guys, also consider at the end of this possibly doing a little bit of commenting if you have any questions, thoughts, concerns, even disagreements. Trey, I don't agree with you when you said this. I love that kind of stuff. Consider doing those things. Guys, let's jump into our topic today. Topic is teaching helpfulness, getting our teens to do what we want. It's one of the number one things that I've seen in my offices over the last few years is parents saying, I can't get them to fill in the blank. I can't get them to take out the trash. I can't get them to close the door behind them. I can't get them to take their shoes off and leave them in the mudroom. I can't get them. It's just constant. I don't feel like they ever help me around the house. I can't feel like I can ever get them to help me with this, right? And parents just are frustrated with this issue. And they've come and said, Trey, what's the answer? What's the answer? And I think as I've begun to really pour some time and research into this, studying some of the research articles that are out there, and then truthfully just getting to experience it with my kids, I think today I got to see why is it do we have trouble getting our teens to want to help us? Now, when I say this, I'm not talking about getting teens to help by ransoming their stuff. If you don't do this, then you're going to lose your PlayStation. Or by bribing them, you know, well, if you'll just do this, then I'll let you borrow the car. Or by paying them, or by threatening them, or by bullying them. That is not what I'm talking about. I am not talking about getting teens what we want to do by some level of subterfuge or coercion or any kind of things like that. I'm not talking about that. What I'm talking about is kids, teens especially, actually wanting to be helpful. I'm talking about getting our kids to that point where they want to help us out. And I think many assume that kids, and especially teens, don't want to help. And so then naturally that leads them to that one point. Well, if they don't want to help, then those kids or my kid must be lazy. And I think it's one of the nastiest little cycles that parents get caught up in. I want to say that again. I think many assume that kids, and especially teens, do not want to help because they must be something else, like lazy. And here's what I think. I'm just going to drop the bomb on you guys right at the front. I'm not going to curb this. I'm not going to keep this sweet or sugar-coated at all. Here's what I think the issue is. I think that that is actually our fault as parents. Now, before some of you guys are reaching up there to hit the little square stop button or pause button to stop listening to this, hang tight with me. Hear me out. And then at the end of this, if you're like, Trey's full of crap, then you can write me off. But hear me out before we get there. I think that it is actually our fault. And let me tell you a story about something that happened today. Today I needed to mow the grass. I have let the grass get unusually long. And so I knew it was going to take some time and some effort today. And so I sat down to work on it, and I kind of waited till later in the afternoon when it warmed up. A little cool here in Texas right now. And it warmed up, and it was a nice little 68 degrees. And I thought, oh, great time to go out there. And so I got out there. I got the lawnmower tipped off. I got it all prepped up and ready to go. And I went to the front yard, and I started. And my son came running around. Dad. Yes, sir. Can I help? And mind you, my son's three. And I looked at him and I said, oh, no, I'm sorry, but I don't think you can help me with that, dude. This is, you know, I think I got everything squared away. And he goes, okay. And I started mowing the front yard, and I got done, and I came around the side, and he came running up to me again. He goes, Dad, can I help? And again, it's the same thing. I was like, no, son, I don't think I want to be able to, I just don't know if I want to, blah, blah, blah. And you know, my son Grant just desperately wanted to be so helpful. And he was so persistent about it. And he kept coming back, and he kept asking if he could help me with anything. And I wouldn't let him. I kept saying, no, son. Anytime I say the words no, especially if I'm saying it to something no consistently when my kids are asking over and over and over, whenever I say no constantly, I do this. I practice this one little simple tool. I stop and I ask myself, why? Why is it that I'm saying no over and over and over? And in this case, the answer was simply this. I didn't want to mess with it. I didn't want to mess with him. I didn't want to have to mess with him helping. I knew for a fact that if I got him helping me mow, my first thought is, how do you do that and not be a negligent father? How do you have your kid help you mow grass and you not be worried about somebody calling CPS on you or something like that? And so I was like, well, I didn't want to mess with that. And then I also thought, well, if I did, it would also take longer. So my next thought was it would take more time. And I knew it would be right. I knew that was exactly right. I knew if I had to help him, I'd have to go slower. I'd have to be way more cautious and way more careful. I knew that I would have to be precise. I knew that I would have to be on my guard. I knew that I'd have to teach him some things, like what's safe and what's not safe. And I just began to go through all these different things of why I didn't want to let him do it. And I began to realize that in reality, my reasons for no had nothing to do with safety. It had nothing to do with trying to keep him out of harm. It had nothing to do with needing to get done fast or anything like that. You know what it had to do with? It solely had to do with the fact that I didn't want to mess with it. Now, what was the noun in there? Who was the subject of that sentence? I didn't want to have to mess with it. I didn't want to have to worry about things. I didn't want to have to go slower. So first off, before you go off blaming your kid for being selfish, stop to ask yourself, how many times do you make decisions about your kid based off of, I didn't want to, guys, I'm raising my hands in surrender here going, hey, this is me too. But I realized that the only reason that I was saying no was solely because I didn't want to have to mess with it. So as kids get older, outside of this story, so the bottom line is, what I did was I let my son come over, and if you guys will look in the upper left-hand corner of this box, that picture up there is actually a picture of me with him right before we started the lawnmower, sitting there as we were getting ready to start working, and I had Grant just stand there, and that's what he did. He stood behind there, and he pushed a little bar more at his height. Let me tell you, the dude was a trooper. My little son is 3 years old, and he sat there helping me push that little lawnmower back and forth for about 30 flipping minutes straight. Didn't stop, didn't quaver, didn't complain, didn't gripe. Even when we would turn corners, and every so often the bars, if you look in that picture, you can see the bars that are right next to his ears. Every so often I would turn it too fast, and it would whack him into his little head. Dink! And he would just reach up and just rub it, and then just grab it right again and keep pushing. He was just a little trooper for 30 minutes. For 30 minutes, my little 3-year-old sat there helping me with the lawnmower. And I began to think how neat it was. And eventually he got to a point where he kind of got bored with it. And he looked up and said, Dad, can I go now? I said, oh, of course, son. And he ran off and I finished mowing and I got done and I walked over to him. And I looked at him and I said, son, thank you for being so helpful. You really did help me out. And thank you for that. And I tell you, I saw in his eyes that glimmer, that light up, that fire, that passion in the eyes. And he lit up and he looked at me and he smiled. And you could see that real genuine appreciation. He said, you're welcome, Dad. Smiled, hugged me, and ran off to go play with his brother, with his sisters. And it was such a neat little moment. Because in that moment, did he really help me out with lawn mowing? Not really. In reality, I had to slow down. I had to be extra double, super triple careful because I had my son helping me mow grass. I had to turn slower. I had to walk slower. I had to back up slower. It was a pain in the butt. I'm going to be honest with you. But what did we teach today? We taught the importance of helping people out and taking advantage of it while they still want to. But what happens? Most of the time we don't do this as parents. Guys, I'll admit that I've done this before too. We don't do this as parents, so eventually I think kids, teens, get to that point where like, you know what, screw you. If you're not going to let me ever come help you, then I just won't. And so they just stop coming. They don't want to come and ask for help anymore. They don't want to come ask if we need any help anymore. They'd just rather focus on themselves, right? Because think about it. They're getting it twofold. We're not letting them help, and then we're teaching them that's what you do. By saying, no, I don't need your help. I don't want to have to mess with that. I don't want to have to do this. We're teaching our kids, I. And then we're not allowing them to help and teaching them the importance of that. And then we look at them and go, the little lazy turds. They don't help me. They're just sitting around like lazy bums. You know what? Bull. Maybe that's true, but why don't you start self-evaluating in some cases? Where did they learn that? I had to do it, guys. I've had to do that more times than I care to admit. Let me tell you, that's the mark of a good, wise parent is that right there. So by the time kids get old enough that they are trusted, so that point they get typically around teenager years, preteen teenagers, anywhere from 11 all the way up to 16, whenever it is that we start to trust them. By the time that kids get old enough that they are trusted, they haven't learned to be helpful. We have blocked and denied every opportunity for them to learn to be that. We get mad at a kid when in fact we're the one who taught him to be that way. I mean, I'm sorry I get so frustrated. I mean, I'm so animated about this, but it really burns me at how many parents get so mad at their kids for doing this. You know, one of the biggest, oh golly, I'm about to get into a rant of mine, sorry. But one of my biggest rants is parents that look at them and say, well, this generation is lazy, and they don't know what good hard work is, and I can't stand it. That irritates the crap out of me, because my first thought is, who raised this generation? Typically, it's the one saying it. But they'll sit there and they'll blame this generation for all these different things. Oh, they did this and they did that. And my wife is the one who says it best. I give full credit to my wife for that. Whenever people have said, oh, this generation is just blah, 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 blah. My wife is the one who'll step up and say, yeah, but who were the ones who raised them? I don't know. I get real fired up about this thing. We get mad at our kids. When in fact, we're the ones who have actually taught them to not be that kind of worker, to not be helpful. And why do we do it? I mean, seriously, think about why do we do it? It's all to save a little time, to save a little bit of effort. And you know, in reality, I always ask myself, how much time do you really save when you don't allow them to help? You know, I mean, I think about it as like, I used to be a speeder. I used to speed when I'd drive. Not excessively or exorbitantly, no 100 miles an hour or things crazy like that. But, you know, if speed limit was 70, I'd go 75. And I began to think about it. You know, I quit because one day I began to realize, how much time am I really shaving off by going anywhere from 3 to 5 miles an hour faster? In reality, it's anywhere from maybe 1 to 3 minutes, depending on how traffic is. And is that worth the gamble? And to me, I decided, maybe it is to you, I decided it wasn't. Because in reality, it really wasn't saving me any worthwhile amount of time. And I think if you really think about it as parents, when it comes to teaching our kids this helpfulness, how effective is it really? How much time does it save you not doing it? And here's what I'll promise you. In the long run, if you continue to take that stance of, oh no, I don't need any help, no, I'll get this. And, you know, if we continue to take that, it's going to cost you a lot of time when they're teens. Now they're fully capable of doing everything like an adult can, but now they have no idea of what they need to do to learn how to be helpful around the house. So, guys, it's worth the time. Stop and take that time to teach your kids how to be helpful. So I'm going to end you guys on the three things that I recommend. There are more than this. This is not an exhaustive list. There are other things out there that y'all can read up on these kinds of things that are wonderfully well written. However, here are my three recommendations. So what do we do to teach helpfulness? Number one, what do I always say? Who is watching you to learn everything? Your kids are. So where does it have to start? It has to start with us. Be helpful yourself. Help old ladies when they need help. I mean, I know some people get offended at the door opening thing, and I've always understood that. Some people just hate that, and they find it offensive and whatnot. But, you know, hold doors open for people. I always recommend, don't do it for just men, don't do it for just ladies, do it for other people, too, for guys, too. Just be courteous and polite and hold doors open, allow people to go first. Help beggars. If you see somebody on the side of the road who's homeless, help them out. Give them a blanket. Give them some clothes. Give them some food. Give them some money. I don't care. Be helpful and let your kids see you do it. Help them with their homework. And here's a, I tell you, here's just a totally novel idea. If your kid has a chore, from time to time, help them with it. Maybe do it for them. Maybe they've got a chore they've got plenty of time to do, but they're getting ready to go to a big basketball game that night. And they're going to get it done, but maybe stop and help them. And just help them out. Why'd you do that? I just wanted to be helpful. Let your kids see you be helpful. Next off, what do we do to teach helpfulness to our kids? Praise your kids when they are helpful. You know, in our house, we say thank you very, very often for things that kids do. So if we're getting, you know, if we're getting undressed or something like that to hop in the bath, and we say, we always tell our kids, go put your clothes in the hamper. All the way from my 2-year-old to my 5-year-old, everybody has to go put the clothes in the hamper themselves, 2-year-old included. And occasionally, one of them will pick up my 2-year-old's clothes and take them for him. Especially if we're in the middle of getting like a little hair band out of her hair or something like that. Mama can get them out. Daddy just goes tactical route on it. He just gets out his pocket knife and cuts that sucker right out of there. Because I will remove more hair than I will rubber band at the end of the evening. So I just cut that little bad boy right out of there with my Tonto knife, right? So, kid takes Cora's clothes while I'm working on hair and they come back, right? We say thank you often, not for the action, but we thank them for their helpfulness and thoughtfulness. I always recommend when you are praising your kids, praise them also for their and more emphasis on their motivation, not just their behavior. So we don't just thank them for taking the clothes of Cora's to the hamper. We thank them for being thoughtful and helpful and taking the clothes for Cora. Because that's more important. Because remember, there's people out there who can manipulate and trick by doing really good things. But they're doing it because they want to get something later. That's a bad motivation. Maybe a good deed, but done for a bad motivation. It is all about the motivation. So make sure you praise them for being helpful and just doing something randomly without even thinking about it. Praise them for those things. Remember, always praise the motivation, not just the behavior. Can you praise behaviors? Yes. If you've been praising behaviors, you're not doing anything wrong. But make sure that you're checking to see what is their motivation behind it and then encourage them in that. So praise your kids when they're being helpful. And then the last one is, this is a big lesson for me today, allow your kids to be helpful. If they say, Mom, can I help you fold clothes? And you're like, this could be a nightmare. You know what? It probably will be. But remember, this is not about teaching kids how to fold clothes and save you time. This is about teaching kids to be helpful and to want to fold clothes and be around Mommy. So that way, you, later in life, you will be saving time. Because now they'll be good at folding clothes and then they want to be helpful. When little son comes up and says, Dad, can I help you work on the car? And in your mind, you're thinking something's going to happen. They're going to tear this up. They're going to destroy that. They're going to break this up. Or I'm going to have to be checking on them all the time. It's going to be a pain in the butt. I agree. But take that time to teach your kids to be helpful. So that way, one of these days, when they're master mechanics, they want to come outside and help you work on the truck. Even when it's time consuming. That's the biggest part of it right there. You are right. Preload it. During those first few days, it's going to be tough. It's going to be hard. Those first few years, letting them do new things and try new stuff and be worried about blah, blah, blah. It's going to be hard. But allow them the opportunity to be helpful. Because that allows you to go back to number 2. And then, once they've been helpful, what do you need to do? Praise them for being helpful. Research has shown, my experience has shown, not only on a professional level, but all the way to the experience with my wife, the experiences with my kids, the experience with the people that I go to church with, I have found unequivocally that when you tell somebody good job for what they do, they are more likely to do it again later. So praise your kids for being helpful, and then they want to do it again because they love it when they get acknowledged. Well, guys, that's all I have for today. Consider sharing this episode on Facebook and Twitter. As always, I want to say a special thank you to my Twitter and my Facebook followers. You guys have been just jazzing me up with how much you guys have liked this, shared it, and I'm telling you, I got a share from Bangladesh off of Facebook. So that means that it moved and moved and moved and moved and moved in Facebooks until it was in Bangladesh, and then somebody followed it back to my site. I want to say thank you to you guys. You guys have been awesome. Guys, also consider checking out my blog. There's just some little tidbits of some funnies on there that I highly recommend. And then, guys, also consider liking this Facebook on this far right corner as always. I want to say thank you for joining us for today and this episode of Family Podcast Network, where we help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. You guys have a good week, and we will see you guys at the next episode.